This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. Recently, Plains FM staff went out to visit Lincoln to be part of Selwyn Culture Fest. We recorded some audio of the performances and stallholders there to give you a flavour of what it's all about. We had a great time, and we hope this may encourage you to go along to Culture Fest next year and to keep an ear out for all the other activities and events coming up in the Selwyn District over the coming months. It's pretty cool to have a local mayor who can perform a waiata, especially given this is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Māori Language Week. So here's Selwyn's mayor to kick things off.
Kia ora koutou everyone, ko Tawera te Monga, ko Waianiwaniwa te Awa, ko Cressy te Waka, no Dafi o Rahau, ko Sam Broughton, toko ingoa, no roi rā, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou, katoa. My name's Sam. The mountains that are to the west of here, I love seeing and I get a real sense of home. The rivers of this place are my rivers, and I trust that you enjoy swimming in them and looking at them, and many of us enjoy being on them as well. My wife Liz lives in Darfield with me, and my daughter Elliot, she's 6 years old, and today is about celebrating each of us, our cultures, our backgrounds, our history, the things that our grandparents and our great-grandparents knew and loved, as well as thinking about the future and celebrating the things that our children are into and our grandchildren are into. So today I thought I'd bring with me my guitar and just bring a little bit of me and the culture that lives inside me as a part of the opening. And there's a couple of songs that are particular, whenever I pick up a guitar and I just start playing, I don't know if any of you play guitar, but there's a song that I love, and it's by a lady from America, and it starts off like this. And so please feel free to join in with me if you know the song.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend, she's upset, she's going on about something that you said. She doesn't get your humour like I do.
Do you know this one? Yeah?
I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. She'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's chair captain and I'm on the bleachers, dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see you belong with me, you belong with me.
Yes, I like that song. I enjoy Taylor Swift quite a lot. Went and saw her a few years ago, and I'm looking forward to a concert next year as well. And then also when you pick up a guitar, and if I start playing G, there's just a couple of other songs that I really enjoy. One's by Dave Dobbin, and it's...
I can't remember last time I thanked you, keeping my distance unintentionally, too close for comfort, just ain't close enough. Time we would brainstorm, and I love you tender, but we must walk away. Keeping you on my greeting card file, and if it were different, but you know it ain't. Let's get on with it, love. Call me loyal.
Yeah, so that song, a bit of Taylor Swift and a bit of Loyal. And then I feel like later in life, and I never learnt this stuff at school, but I think it's so cool that our young people learn at school now at Waiata. And there's going to be a performance just after me. And this is He Honore. And if you know He Honore, please sing with me.
He Honore, he Kororia, Mongaro. Aki ake, aki ake.
So if music's a part of your journey and a part of your culture, please enjoy it today, but don't forget to express yourself at home or at work or wherever you are. The things that are inside of each of us, I think, deserve to be on the outside of us as well. And at the heart of all things, I trust that there's love. I'm going to close with a whakatauki, which says, "Write it in the sky, write it in the land, write it in the hearts of all people. The greatest thing is love." And it's tuhia e te rangi, tuhia e te whenua, tuhia e te nāko o ngā tangata. Ko te mea nui, ko te aroha, tihei mauri ora. Let love be the motivation. Enjoy the rest of your day here today. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Kia ora.
And please put your hands together as we welcome Surrender to the stage, who is the president of the Christchurch Multicultural Council.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Namaste, sat sri akal, salam alaikum, ni hao. Greetings to you all in all the ethnic languages. Kia hora te marino, kia whakapapa paunamu te moana. Hai huarahi matato I te ranginai. Aroha atu, aroha mai, tato I a tato katua, hui e taiki e. May peace be widespread, may the sea be like greenstone, a pathway for us all this day. Let us show respect for each other, for one another, bind us all together. Thank you. Kia ora. I would like to acknowledge the presence of our Honourable Mayor Sam Broughton and you all as well, because without you, this wouldn't have been possible. I'm Surinder Tandon, President of the Christchurch Multicultural Council and also honorary life member of the Rotary Club of Lincoln. 2004, myself and my wife Archana initiated the Lincoln Multicultural Festival, which ran till 2015. And very thankful to Selwyn District Council for funding us for many years. And then it became so big when we got our Lincoln Multicultural Festival here that we wanted to make it Selwyn-wide. So from 2016, it became Selwyn Culture Fest. And we started that with the 150th anniversary of Rolleston as well. So I'd like to thank Sam and Selwyn District Council and your team, Maria and so many others previously, Dave Tippett and all. Christchurch Multicultural Council was founded in 1989. So we have been working for ethnic communities for 35 years. And with the Rotary Club of Lincoln and Selwyn District Council, we have been promoting social cohesion. As you can see on the banner here, our values are diversity, celebration, social cohesion, civic participation, engagement, and all that. I would like to thank all the participating groups, whether they got performances on the stage, or they got information stands, or they have food stalls, because without them, wouldn't have been possible to organize such a big event. Without standing between you and the cultural performances, I would like to wish the Culture Fest all the success. Thank you very much. Enjoy that.
Thank you so much. And could we please all stand as we sing our New Zealand National Anthem? If we could all just stand. Oh, Thank you. You may be seated. Welcome to Culture Fest 2023. Woo! Talo falava malo lele ni sambula vinaka. Kia rana, kia ora, mauri ora, no ia, kamna Māori, taloha ni. And hi, my name is Futika, and it is my honor and my privilege to be your MC for today. All right, I'm going to warm us up while our crew gets ready. I want you to put your hands together just like so, like you're going to do a karakia. And when I say mili, 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 I want you to rub your hands together as fast as you can, like you're trying to start a fire. All right? Mili, 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 mili. Nice. And when I say patia, you clap once. Patia. Patia. When I say lua pati, you clap twice. Lua pati. Lua pati. And then when I yell out, hey, hey, you go, ho! Ready? Hey, hey!
Ho!
Hey, hey!
Ho!
Hey, hey!
Ho!
All right, nice. Because we're in Samoa, we have a few animals here. So we're going to bring out the infamous lion. All right? No, we'll go tiger. When I say tiger, you say, rah! Tiger!
Rah!
All right, and when I say buffalo, you say, ooh! Buffalo!
Ooh.
So, put your hands together. Mili, 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 mili. Patia. Patia. Lua pati. Lua pati. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Taka. Buffalo. All right. Please help me welcome to the stage. Put your hands together for Ngā Punawai o Tauira.
No mai, haere mai, everyone. Welcome to our culture festival. Ko tēnei te rōpū Ngā Puawai o Tāwera. We're a combined group of schools in the Samoan area, called upon in the last minute. So appreciate all of the tautoko and support from the parents who got all these kids here today for this beautiful performance. I hope you enjoy.
Kia ora whānau, one more time. Put your hands together for ngā pūnawai o Tāwera. Thank you so much, whānau.
Do nene se tāre, he chand sa mukhda. Kia kehna uska, afri. Daawat me jaise, ho shahi tukda. Uske jaisi na koi nazim.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Culture Feast 2023. I'm here representing Yoruba South Ala in New Zealand. So I have all Nigerian cuisine here. This is our local food, the famous ones like jollof rice with fried chicken. We have fufu and egusi, lamb egusi, and one of our street food, puff puff and akara. So that's what we are selling today. They are all famous from West Africa country, and they are full of flavor, home cooking. Everything's well cooked from the crack. Okay, enjoy it, have fun.
I'm Yibin. You've got beautiful Korean food. Tell me what you've got on offer here at Culture Fest today.
Oh, we have Korean fried chicken with like a sweet and spicy Korean sauce. Tteokbokki, which is like a chewy rice flour cake kind of thing with a sweet and spicy Korean sauce again. And then we have kimchi fried rice and hot dog, which is basically sweet pancakes.
And who is making all this delicious food?
My mum.
And so is this the type of food that you would eat most days?
Yeah, it's like Korean street food, kind of. Like if you would go in Korea, in the streets, there would be these kind of foods, I think.
And are you learning to cook this food as well?
No, I'm just helping her with the customers and stuff like that.
And tell me about yourself. You're a student, or are you working, or what are you doing at the moment?
I'm a high school student.
Have you actually been to Korea yourself, or are you New Zealand born?
I was born here, but I've been to Korea. But my parents were born in Korea, and they lived there before they came here. And my mum and my auntie do this shop together, and I'm just helping today.
Right. So where would we find, how do you pronounce it, mokja?
Mokja.
Mokja, Korean food. Where is this parked up usually?
We usually do it at the Thursday Hornby Night Market every week.
And tell me about your interests. What do you like doing as far as your study goes? What are you up to? Where do you think you're heading?
Not sure really. I'm just don't really have anything in mind.
But you? What's your favourite subject at school?
Maybe science.
So that could take you in all sorts of directions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you like Korean music?
Yeah, just I don't know, the popular one.
So K-pop?
Yeah.
And what would be your choice to eat today? If you were having one of these beautiful dishes, what would you choose?
Probably the hot dog, because I like sweet stuff.
Thank you very much for talking with me. That's great.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, is that...
Right for you.
That's this.
Yes, yeah. Korea pancake.
Oh,
deeper star. Yeah, with brown sugar.
And cinnamon.
And then, yeah, very good. Try. Yeah.
It looks amazing. Thank you. I was actually going to come back and get this.
Thank you.
Oh, it's warm too. Yum. I'm going to sit down and eat this.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Oh, that was so sweet. They gave me a pancake. Where shall I sit? This is so good. I can...
Was there a prawn in there?
I did, and I'm heading for some curry, and I'm going to try something of Rita's as well.
Yeah, we'll just head back to baklava.
Oh,
it's amazing.
The baklavas are really nice.
Charlie here, moving through the stalls of the Culture Fest, and I find now a stall called Selwyn Road Safety. I am here with Mike, who's running the stall, and he's going to explain to us a little bit what this stall is. Hi, Mike.
Hi, team. So we're just from the Selwyn District Council, and we're focusing on road safety. The primary messages we're trying to get across for all drivers to plan ahead, stay alert, slow down and drop back with their driving. Treat other road users like family, and we all might stand a better chance of surviving on our roads.
That is awesome, Mike. So I see here that you have a lot of pamphlets and information here available. Is there anything interactive or something of an activity that you are doing as well with the people that come to the stall?
We've got a quick road code quiz. You can go on the draw to win a car care kit. And we've got our other safety information that we've got available if people need questions answered.
And what are you expecting people to walk away with today after visiting your stall, Mike?
Just hopefully an impression of better driver behaviour and things, areas they may be able to improve to drive safer and be nicer on our roads.
Well, it is really, really amazing to see not only this road safety stall here, but also the civil defence one right next door. Everything, a lot of very useful information for all of the people coming here to Selwyn Culture Fest 2023. Thank you very much for your words, Mike.
Yeah, pleasure. Anytime.
You're listening to Plains FM 96.9.
This is a special feature on Selwyn Culture Fest.
Just want to share a bit about today. Today, we've got a few activations that are going to be kicking off right away. So, you could join our storytelling at Todd Lounge with Jade and with Lily Peas Blossom from Fairy Tales. So, this is all in the Todd Lounge. We've also got a cooking class from My Home Chef at the store number 41. Cooking class. We have our karaoke lounge that is going to be ready. So, moms and dads, all right, put your dancing shoes on, your singing shoes on. Our karaoke lounge will be available down at the Hapgood Lounge just outside. We are going to be opening up our dessert lounge that brings you out into the domain with more sweets and treats. I just want to make a special thank you to the support of the teams from the Children's University. Kids are welcome to participate in a little cultural quiz in the form of a passport to Culture Fest for them to complete. So please head over to their store by the main entrance and collect the passport that you could stamp upon completion. Also, this passport encourages you to go around and take your taste buds on a tour around all of our amazing food stores and activations that we have going on. Throughout the day, there is plenty of space for rest and enjoying cultural performances. We also have a massive marquee outside, just by the green, with lots of seating area, picnic area, as well as beanbags. And we've also got a screen outside, so you could enjoy the performances and enjoy the sun while you're out there. So just want to make a special thanks and a special mention to our Lincoln University, who was helping us again this year to make this event possible. It is a home to international students from around 80 countries, with teachers teaching from staff all around the world. Lincoln University is helping us to ensure that we champion waste minimization. Food stores will have only approved compost store packaging as well as waste sorting stations. So thank you so much, Lincoln University. Also, massive thank you to Christchurch Multiculture for coordinating this performance stage, showcasing Selwyn's growing diversity, as well as partnering with the Selwyn District Council for over 7 years now. Also, want to make a massive thank you to our parking marshals, the Lincoln Rotary Club, as well as all of our amazing events team, our volunteers, and all of those that have supported to bring this event to you. So please, put your hands together. It's just a massive thank you for everyone. Yeah, all of our volunteers.
Namaste, how are you?
Good.
My name is Ron and we are from Tasha's Indian Boutique here in Rolleston.
You have the most incredible outfits hanging on this rack. Tell me about some of them, would you?
So they're all traditional outfits ranging from just usual day-to-day casual wear to wedding wear as well. As you can see, like this could be like a wedding piece, very bridal piece.
So we're looking at a very... very beautiful, intricately detailed skirt and top in a beautiful blue with pink, and it has flowers on it. It has shiny glass features. It has lace. It has, and it's very heavy.
It is quite heavy, yes.
It's got because it's many all, layers.
It has. So it's actually basically all netting fabric. It's all handmade. It's got mirror work, embroidery work, and lots of delicate work to it. And yeah, that brings out the beauty in it, I suppose.
It's stunning, and there's also a shawl to go with it, a beautiful
it has,
net
yeah,
shawl
yeah.
with embroidery as
yes,
well.
It does, yeah.
And tell me about the, if that was great for a party or a wedding
yes.
or a very special occasion, what are the other garments on the rack here that would be usually used? What would they be used for?
Okay, so for example, this one here is like an evening gown for parties.
So again, it's like, long.
Yes. Long, it's a very modern Indian design. Yeah, it's Indo-Western, actually, they call it.
Ah.
Indo-Western, yes.
Really? I
yes.
see. And what is the difference, though, between and the more
right.
modern design?
So basically, you'd wear this in sort of like parties and events, not like a wedding.
Yeah.
Weddings, women normally wear like saris and lehengas. Yeah, some of our summer collection just arrived. And that's something like you could wear every day today, wearing good, nice cotton fabric. Very breathable.
Very light, good in the heat.
Yes, yes.
And the colours are gorgeous too. There's such a beautiful array of different colours, from oranges to dark greens.
Very bright, yes.
To light blues. Stunning. And what else do you have on your stall here?
We've got Indian handbags, we've got scarves and shawls, we've got girls' dresses, jewellery, bangles, necklace sets. Different traditional Indian wear. For example, kurtis, we've got salwar kameez, saris and lehengas. Yes.
And jewellery, I see.
Yes, we do. So usually they go with the outfits. For example, like this is one of our heavy collection.
Oh.
Just like you've seen the green one over there.
Yes.
So you can always mix and match your jewellery, your bangles, and you've got a complete set to go to a party with.
Oh, it's just beautiful. Is there a special name for the type of jewellery that this is?
Yes, they've got all different made. For example, they say Kundan made jewellery. It's all the small diamonds and that's how it's made. So it's got all sort of different works to it. For example, some's got like zari work, some's got like mirror work. So yeah, they're all made with different sort of material. And obviously metal.
Fantastic. So whereabouts are you based?
We are based in Rolleston. We operate from our home. So it's at 35 Clement Avenue in Rolleston. You're more than welcome to visit us at any time.
And you have a website or social media?
We do have a Facebook page. We've got a TikTok account, but we're just in the process of making our website page. Very new to the business. So.
Oh, well done. It's a beautiful-looking stall that you've set up here. Everything looks stunning.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for visiting us.
Oh, you're welcome. You live in Selwyn?
Yes, we do. Yep, I've lived in Rolleston for about 8 years, yes.
Wow. What brought you to this part of Canterbury?
Actually, I moved to Rolleston after the quakes, like some of the other people did. It was more quieter, which I liked, semi-rural, I'd say, at the time. And was affordable to buy a house in Selwyn. Yeah, and now it's grown heaps, and we've got everything there. So it's a great place to live and work, yeah.
Do you have family here as well?
I do. Actually, I was the first one to move to Rolleston. And then following me, my two brothers and my parents have also moved to Rolleston. So we're all happy big family here.
So nice to meet you.
I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks very much.
Woo! Great dancing!
Hello, I'm Sinclair from Plains FM, and today we are at the Netherlands, the Dutch store. Hi, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Henk Stoffers. Hi, I've been in this country now for 30, 40 years. For sale, we have lovely oliebollen. It's a donut. And also we have hot sausage. And that's with mustard.
Yum.
And is this lovely cheeses, all the cheeses you can think of, Kremen cheese, Gouda kaas, all the good cheeses from Holland.
And is this what you have regularly for dinner and lunch too?
Yeah, yes, we definitely, the sausage can do any day, but the cheese, lovely on crackers, especially the cumin one, very good on a nice piece of cracker. And yeah, that's, and the oliebollen is a really custom at New Year's, but we love them so much that we make them every year.
Is that the donut?
That's the donut.
Oh, just to note, just listeners to note, I've got one of those donuts here and it looks amazing. It looks awesome.
It's and you have them warm, it's the best way, you know. That's a bit of powder sugar on it. It's a real Dutch treat.
Can you pronounce that for me again, please?
Oliebollen.
Kia ora, my name is Sahiti. I'm from Lincoln University. I'm studying tourism, Master of Science in Food Innovation.
Tell me why you chose Lincoln to go to as a student.
I chose Lincoln because, one, it's one of the smallest universities in New Zealand, and the subjects that they offer are quite unique. Like, I'm doing Food Science and Food Innovation, which is not offered anywhere else in Canterbury, actually. Yeah, so that's the reason why I chose Lincoln.
And what are you hoping to do?
I actually want to do research in the future, so potentially a PhD or a research master's. Yeah.
You're here today in this beautiful blue tent with Te Whare Wanaka o Auraki, Lincoln University's tent. What's your role? What are you up to?
Cool. So I'm from the Lincoln University International and Cultural Society, which is a student club at the university. And I'm also from the student experience team, working as a student experience facilitator. And today we are asking the community to tell us where they're from so they can write their country names on a piece of luggage tag and add it to the world map. So we're showcasing where the community is from around the world.
And yep. I bet that's extensive. I think you've got a lot of tags on your map.
A lot.
Oh my gosh, can we have a look at what there is there far? Do you want to talk me through it?
Yeah. So starting from New Zealand, we've got heaps of tags down here. And then moving up, we are looking at China, Japan, Korea, India, Sri Lanka, and Africa, and Europe, and also the Americas.
So it's really around the world.
Yes, definitely.
What do you think is available for students who are coming from overseas? What's good about Lincoln?
So there is a lot of support for international students. So one of them is our club, the International Cultural Society, where we work towards, you know, connecting domestic students and international students together, which I think is a really important piece that was missing in the past. And with COVID, there was a challenge of connecting the two communities. So we have clubs, but also international student advisors and also health and support and the learning advisors and teachers and lecturers, everyone. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you think, if a student was thinking, Lincoln's out of town, you know, it's a wee way away, you know, they're putting barriers in place for themselves, what would you say to encourage them to come here?
I would say it is definitely worth it. Like, we may be a small university out of town, but because of the subjects that we offer, you know, from being a land-based university in New Zealand, it's really important for the economy and the future. We have degrees that will benefit the country in the food and fibre sector, so, yeah, just go for it and come along to Lincoln.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Manabar from St John. I'm a fishing ambulance officer.
Yeah.
And a vet medic.
How long have you been working at St John, Annabelle?
Coming up 15 years now.
Ooh, wow. And how did you get started in this kind of area of health?
Ironically, I was actually a volunteer firefighter. Well, I am still a volunteer firefighter. And realised my medical knowledge wasn't high enough. So that's why I joined up with St John, to increase my medical knowledge, and have kept going.
What interests you about this type of work?
I just love the whole volunteering, supporting communities, especially this type of event. And my community where I live in is quite a small one anyway, so it's just the whole supporting everyone, the volunteering work, and just helping people out, especially when they sometimes it's their worst hour of need.
What sort of extra training did it give you? What sort of other skills did it give you?
It's both with fire and ambulance. You get with the fire training, you get a lot of training with the rescue, Lions Rescue, and just the whole rescuing people. And the ambulance, you get a deep down knowledge of just the medical support and being able to not just make them better, but the reassurance is a big thing as well. And just looking after people. So,
do you find that there's an extra layer of kind of sensitivity or skill needed when you're dealing with people with English as a second language?
Yes, we deal with a lot of cultures and backgrounds, and I think the biggest thing is understanding and patience and respect for who they are and where they're from.
What do you find is the most challenging aspect for you in this kind of work?
But I think the biggest thing is when you deal with children, and it's traumatic. With anything like maybe their car crash or something, you've got children. And the loss of people when they're young, so young, that's what hits me the most.
And today you've got your ambulance here, so is that a difficult vehicle to drive?
No, it's very easy. Yeah, they're all incredibly easy with automatics now. So
in there, tell me a little bit about what you've got inside your ambulance.
We've got a full first aid kit, defib, and a stretcher, so we can treat people and transport them if necessary. So it's a great vehicle to take to events.
Are people going to be able to have a look inside that?
If they come over and want to have a look, yep, by all means. Yep, no worries at all. We'll say we're here for the community as well.
Fantastic. Oh, well, I might catch up with you a bit later on and see how you're going. Thanks very much for talking with me.
No worries.
And fire and emergency is here as well, which is fantastic. You've got your fire truck. Hello.
Hi, I'm Kerry. Nice to meet you.
You too, Kerry. What is in this special beastie that you have got on two wheels here?
This is what we call our fire education trailer. So inside it is a kitchen demonstrator. So we talk to people about if they're cooking, to obviously not leave their cooking unattended, because that's how a third of our fires start in New Zealand, with unattended cooking. So we talk to them about cooking and about how to, if they do have a fire, how to safely put it out themselves if they feel confident enough to do so. And then we show them about the pot of oil on fire, and we pour the water into it, and why you don't mix oil and water when it comes to fire. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting demonstration.
It's quite a natural reaction, though, isn't it, to put water on something.
Absolutely.
To get it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
And for you, tell me about your background.
So I started out as a volunteer firefighter as well about 20 years ago, as a bored 16-year-old in my hometown. And then about 11 years ago, I got a role as a community readiness and recovery advisor. Well, that's our new titles anyway. Back then they were fire risk management. So my job is basically to educate our communities on all sorts of fire risks and other emergencies. I look after an area from Kaikoura all the way down to Dunsandel, and then Arthur's Pass over to Akaroa.
Right. And today, what are you hoping to kind of achieve?
Basically just to educate our communities on the safety quiet around sort of cooking and just fire risks at home. We do also have some other displays around overloaded multi-boards, and just, you know, obviously we're coming into spring now, so a meter from the heater doesn't really count anymore, but, you know, still really important on those cold days to, you know, keep everything a meter away from the heater.
Yeah. What are you finding these days is kind of stuff that you're having to deal with as far as emergency goes?
We actually attend a lot of medicals alongside St John, so that's our sort of number one call out at the moment, I suppose. The other one too, we're getting a lot of house fires due to various different reasons. So we've got overloaded multi-boards is a big one at the moment. Also just sort of people charging lithium-ion batteries. So we're about to start a big campaign through that in October. Just teaching people how to charge them safely, and if they do drop on the ground and things like that, you know, make sure that they get them tested safely at a proper place.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like good, basic, responsible action, isn't it?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, cool. Oh, well, I hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you both.
You're listening to Plains FM 96.9.
This is a special feature on Selvan Culture Fest.
Kavana, I'm Nikki. G'day.
Hi, Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
We're sitting here near a barbie. What's the story with this particular stall?
We're representing the beautiful island of Tuvalu. That's a real small nation out in the Pacific Ocean. So today we're cooking a real famous dish that my brother-in-law here is well known for. It's this beautiful lamb curry.
Ooh, so you're the main man here?
Yes. Yeah, we're also doing barbecue, special marinated chicken. We can't give away the recipe because it's hidden secret.
Fair enough. And so tell me a little bit about Tuvalu.
Oh, Tuvalu.
As a place, if I were to visit, what would I experience, do you reckon?
Oh, if you go to Tuvalu, then what can I say about Tuvalu? Tuvalu is just, it's an unknown island. Not many people know about us. We're really small, with 10,000 population, 10,000 to 12,000 people. We only have like two planes going in and out of the islands twice a week.
Yeah. Your mate's laughing.
Yeah, I know.
And what about the geography of it there?
So yeah, lots of beach, no mountains. No mountains, and the highest point in our island is 5 meters high.
Wow.
Yeah, so not much to see there. We're one of the first islands to go underwater.
Climate change, you mean?
Climate change, yeah.
As far as living on Tuvalu goes, what is that like? What do people do there?
Our home is home, man. We love it. Regardless of all the things that's happening around with climate change, there's still people living there who wouldn't want to leave the island and come to a bigger country like New Zealand. They just want to stay home because home is home. They'll go down with the island. That's what some people say. Fishing is our main source of food. Fishing and taro and, not much of potatoes, just taros and fish. A lot of fish. Yeah, we're really good at fishing too.
And today, what are you hoping people might enjoy about the food?
Oh, just different type of curry. It's different to Indian curry, Chinese curry. Yeah, we have our own special way of cooking it as well. Yeah, different spices that we mix, but yeah. Yes, we have a special drink as well as from Tonga. It's otai, mango, made out of mangoes. But it's coming, it should be on the way here. Maybe I should send those cops to go get my family that's finding it hard to get here.
Yeah, so we've got fire services, the police are here, we've got an ambulance van, of course, parked up beside us at Plains FM over there. We've got our van as well. So lots of different community services and so much food. What are you looking forward to eating?
Some dumplings, the one across me. I love my dumplings. And also the South African sausages. I love the sausages, man. Real good. Tasty.
Is the language Tuvaluan? What is the language of the island?
Tuvaluan language.
Yeah.
Tuvaluan.
Okay, so can you teach me something?
To say hello, how are you? We say talofa ea mai koe.
Talofa
ea mai koe.
Ea mo koe.
Ea mai.
Oa mai koe.
E a mai koe.
E a mai koe.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have a good day.
Manuia te aso. You say
Manuia te aso.
Yeah, manuia te aso. Yes. That's it. You got it.
All right. You have a very good day too.
Oh, thank you, nice man. To meet you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day as well. Yeah, and tofa from Tuvalu.
Tofa. Cheers, have fun, guys. We'll see you later.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Hope your family come with a drink soon.
Yeah, no, thank you.
See you later. Huh?
I'm going to present myself and this lovely young man here. So my name is Rita and I'm running a cooking school in Rolleston named My Home Chef. I've been doing that for the last 15 years. I moved to Rolleston around 3 years ago. I specialize in teaching young adults with special needs. So we have a unique program that teaches young people like Aaron one-on-one. We tailor the menu to them, what we want to do, what we want to teach them, considering their abilities, and we move with them slowly or fast as they can. I have a brilliant student here, Aaron.
Yeah.
He is great. He's been with me almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. He's an amazing chef. He's doing his cooking very well. So Aaron is going to help me today to demonstrate a lamb tagine, which is from Morocco. How the recipe goes, we need 600 grams of lamb trimmed and cut into cubes, which I have ready. 2 onions, very finely chopped, which Aaron is going to do for me. 2 garlic cloves crushed. 4 tablespoons of parsley and 4 tablespoons of coriander. We need a good pinch of the Ras el Hanout spice, which I have here. It's delicious, it's made of 14 different spices. So we're going to have probably around 1 to 2 tablespoons in that. And we need some olive oil, which I have here too. And we are going to use some stock and water to cook the tagine. And of course, we have some artichokes that we're going to put later in the tagine and some preserved lemons. And of course, for decoration, we need to have the mint that will add to the freshness of the dish. Okay, Aaron, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, usually for every cooking, we do some preparation. We call it prep.
Preparation.
Preparation, that's right. So we're going to do some preparation before we actually start cooking the dish. We organize, even like that, in the classes, all the ingredients are in front of us, so we can get them very easily. So I will ask Aaron to grab the knife. Use this one, this is sharper, okay? And we're going to cut the onion and chop it really fine. You're right, bending like that. He is very tall and his table is very low. So good on him. Yeah, good job, hon. Put all the rubbish here. So I have students that are very sensitive to onions and stuff. So I do have special glasses that I usually give them if they start tearing up. But Aaron is okay because he's used to it. He's been doing that for 2 years. So he became a bit more resistant to onions. Yeah, good job, Aaron. So as you see, we're not rushing, we're not going anywhere. Same in the classes. We usually take our time and we prepare amazing stuff. For example, next week we're going to be cooking Mexican. So we're doing all sorts of things. So Jody, come here, I will introduce you also. Sorry, I should have done it from the beginning. So this is my lovely Jody. Oh, she's another teacher in the school. She's been working with me for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
5 weeks. She just started. And she's working with a few of my students. And yeah, Jody, you want to say something to the microphone?
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So today I'm going to demonstrate how to do the dish in the slow cooker. So it's not too late to join our cooking demo if you want to come and see. So there's 2 onions in that recipe for 600 grams of lamb. And why 2? Because onions are very good for flavor and it's all going to be part of the yummy, yummy sauce that's going to be cooked with the lamb.
Ogres are like onions.
That's right. Ogres do like onions. They have layers, don't they? It's so much fun. We're having so much fun in the classes, Aaron and I. It's just great. He has a very wicked sense of humor, and he always puts me in a good mood, so it's just fun.
You know, I like to listen to Le Festing music.
That's good.
Le Festing da zuza di da di do da yaza da di yata oja zuza da.
Look how he does it precisely, cuts the onions. Right. I think maybe 1.5 will be enough. So we'll put that in. Awesome. Now we're going to show the trick with the garlic, won't we? Yeah? Will you show them how to do the garlic properly, Sharon? Yeah? So we need to...
Are these onions is enough?
It's enough. Yeah, they're quite big. So I think that would be good for that amount of meat. We'll do...
I can help you.
You can help me. Yeah. So grab 2 cloves. Yeah, so crush them. He will try some to make sure that it's good. He loves garlic. You know, chef needs to try the food that he cooks. You have to do that, don't you? No? Yeah, and that goes here. And now what we need to chop is the parsley and the coriander that I have here. Isn't it good? Isn't it the baklava?
I love it.
All right, there's some people enjoying my baklava here. It's New Zealand famous, so you should come and try and buy some. Because it's almost gone. You know, if you buy, if you snooze, you lose. Yeah, that's right.
There.
Yeah, good. All right, we'll put that in the bowl. All right, now it's the fun part, is to mix it all together. So we're going to transfer the meat goes in, and I'll give you a spoon. Awesome. So what we're creating now, we're creating a marinade for the meat. I'm going to grab some olive oil. So I have some olive oil here that we actually made with the students. It's infused olive oil, so that will even add more to the flavor. So we need 2 tablespoons. And we need some Ras el Hanout. So that's the spice I'm selling. And it's created from 14 different spices. It's all freshly made from whole spices, and I grind them. So we're going to put 1 tablespoon in and give it a good mix, Aaron. So the oil was infused with some orange bay leaves and peppercorns. So we're supposed to put the marinade, okay, the lamb in the marinade for between 8 to 24 hours. The longer you marinate, the more flavor the meat will get inside. Right, good job, Aaron. So now we're going to show what you do after you marinated the meat. We're going to place it in the slow cooker. So you can do it in the tagine. I have a tagine. So if you can, you want, you can come and ask me later how you do it in the proper tagine. But I do it in the slow cooker. And I'm going to cover it. So Aaron, if you can pour, we need at least 2 cups of the stock. Okay, so here you go. So you can use beef stock or you can use chicken stock. Probably beef is better. So it needs to be completely covered. And you put it on high. If you want to do it on high, it's around 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours. If you do it on low at home, probably around 8 hours. So what you do, you can prepare it a night ahead, stick it in the morning in the slow cooker and go to work or do whatever you want. And then when you come home, you have dinner. So how easy was that? So I'm going to put mine on low because I'm going to be here a few hours. The last thing we need to do is to prepare, chop some mint, because I have some, chop some mint and some preserved lemons. I want to demonstrate how you actually cut the preserved lemon. But I had another spoon, but I don't. No, I'll grab this one. So this is the preserved lemons I actually make myself. So what you actually buy now probably needs another maybe a week or 2 until you can use them. So you're supposed to wash them really well under water. I don't have a sink here, but you cut the flesh of the lemons. You don't use the you don't use the flesh, you use only the skin.
Can I do it?
Yep. Nick, you can do it. Here you go. Good job, Aaron. That's a skill, huh? So that's what happens after 2 years of well-trained chef. And then we're going to slice them into thin slices. Look at that. Look at him walk, how precise and accurate he is. Every employer will be lucky to have someone like that. So Aaron is looking for a job. So if you have a hospitality business and you want to employ Aaron, come to me or ring his mom directly, because he is an amazing chef. Now we want to cut the artichokes too, so do them in quarters. Awesome. Okay, so that's our artichokes. So that will go in the tagine after the tagine is almost cooked. So probably an hour before you want to close the tagine, you place the artichokes, I'll do it now, but you place the artichokes and the preserved lemons in the tagine, and it's all going to be nicely cooked for you. The last thing we're going to do for the tagine is to chop some mint. So I actually have a tagine that's already done and prepared for you to try, guys, and eat with couscous. So I'm going to chop some fresh mint and we're going to put it in the ready tagine. I know it looks a lot, but it's actually, you do need a lot because I do have almost 2.5 kgs of tagine waiting for you to eat, guys. Good job, Aaron. Look at him go. If that's not a professional, who is a professional? Good job. Yeah, you see, we're making you hungry. We are hungry. So if anyone is hungry for a lovely Moroccan authentic lamb tagine, come in to my home chef stand 41 and buy some yummy food. All right. So what I will do now, I will actually exchange between the one that we're going to be preparing. So this is the ready one. I don't know if you can smell it, but definitely I can. Smells amazing. So I'm putting it back on high so it will be nice and hot for you guys to try. So you can see the meat, how the meat is nice and soft. So that's after 8 hours of cooking. Okay, it's all done. All right, I hope you enjoyed the cooking demo. Thank you so much to Aaron. Much for your help. I have enrollment open for term 4 and for next year, so if you want to enroll your children or anyone that wants to come and learn how to cook, please get in touch. I have all my numbers over there. Grab a card, grab a flyer. If you know any families that have young adults with special needs and they want to develop this skill, which is really important because it's actually a life skill. You need to know how to cook and provide for yourself. Get in touch with me. And if there is any lovely employers that want to employ Aaron, remember, come to me or go to his mom and get in touch, because everybody will be lucky to have him. Isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah.
High five. Thank you so much. All right, guys. So who is hungry? Who's hungry? Who wants to eat some food?
Kia ora tato. I'm with a table full of local police people who are chowing down on some beautiful looking food.
Hi! This is from southern of India. That's from Nigerian Korean food. Fried chicken. Oh, my name is Li Ying. I work from Central and I'm here with my colleagues Shonosky, who's Japanese, and Hagley, who's a Kiwi, but he speaks Arabic. And Anna from the local Selvan police. And the Dong, sergeant from our local police as well.
So you're often here, well, always here at these particular culture festivals, aren't you?
Yes, we're always here. We just love to be part of the community.
Tell me what you think is the best thing about today.
I think is the community. You can see people reflect our community makeups. We have a different migrant communities, refugees, and Pacifica and Maori community. So you can see everyone will mingle with different cultures and food as well. We're sharing all different food.
Now, you're in a very special position within the police force because you're dealing with a whole lot of different cultures.
Yes.
What are some of the concerns that come your way when you're doing your work?
I think one of the concerns is many people, especially migrants from different culture, their perceptions of the police is very different. So being part of this event, I want them to actually come to us to get to know the New Zealand police. They are very friendly and want to help the community to build the trust and the confidence. So by attending those events with my colleagues, to break that barrier so the people can come over and talk to us.
Is there a police car parked somewhere? Are you doing, you know, I know that you do certain things, kind of activities sometimes at these events. Are you doing the same today?
We have three police cars just parking outside the stadium. Later on, we might have to find a place so that children can jump in to take some pictures.
I bet that's really popular. You open up the police vehicle.
Yes.
And there are other times that I've seen kind of speed records trying to be broken, kids running around.
Oh, there was a laser device. We haven't found a place to doing that today, but the laser is in our car. So maybe later on we'll find out if there's any, not breaching any safety, health and safety legislations, we can do that.
So it's if kids can actually see how fast they can run.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. And tell me, what in your role gives you the biggest buzz, do you think?
I think it's just the warm welcome from the community. And also, especially if you're able to help them to solve their issues, you see the smile and respond to us. And we can solve their issue, give them advice to make them feel safe living in here. I think that's the big bonus of the job.
Have you got any particular initiatives you're doing at the moment or and you're planning?
Our MPS, so we call the Maori Pacific Ethnic Services Team. So we are helping quite a few projects, working with other government agency and a non-NGO as well. For example, we help the migrant refugee community may be able to get license, Pacific community as well, Maori communities. And we're also part of we call the Community Justice Panel to make people have more chances to understand the New Zealand law and regulations. Yeah, we're also doing orientations with new arrivals, so that's international students and refugees.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your lunch. I'm sorry I held you up from eating that delicious-looking food from Nigeria. And all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you.
Listening to Plains FM 96.9.
This is a special feature on Selwyn Culture Fest.
My name's Jade and I'm a Program and Learning Coordinator with Selwyn Libraries.
Hi Jade, you have the most fabulous dress on. Please describe and tell me where you got it from.
Well, this is my book dress, so it's all old-fashioned fairy tales and things, kind of the thing you have to wear when you're the mobile library lady. Yep, this is our Edge Connector vehicle, so we travel to all the corners of Selwyn with books and programs for our people who find it hard to get to libraries.
Did you make your dress?
No, I did not make my dress. I would like to say I did, but no, this is from a company up north who sell lovely things.
Oh, fabulous. How long have you been doing this role for?
I've been with the Edge Connector service for the last 3.5 years. Yep, so love it. We go as far as Arthur's Pass to the west and down to Lake Coleridge and sort of everywhere in between. And we get to come to fun events like this as well.
And you're based where, though? Where do you park up?
Yeah, so the Edge Connector's parked up in Rolleston, And yeah, so we branch out from there. Yeah. And when we're not on the Edge Connector, we work out of Te Ara Atia, which is the Library Arts and Culture Centre in Rolleston.
And today you've got, tell me, what's
happening? Oh my goodness, we've got the 3D printer running inside. We've got our large games out. We've got our dashbots running over here. We've got some colouring in, lots of books. We've got virtual reality for our older customers coming in. And we've also run a story time about puppies this morning as well. So it's been very busy.
I'm interested in hearing more about the 3D printer. Could we have a
3D
look?
Printer, sure. Come on.
So I'm going inside this beautiful big van. And here's MakerBot Replicator is what's written on this box.
That's right. So, yes, this is the 3D printer that we carry on board. It's one of the smaller models. In our libraries, we tend to run larger 3D printers. Today, we're just doing some nice quick prints so people can have a look at them. Basically, what's happening is we have a program that's been designed that it's running through, and it's layering it up piece by piece for us. So at the moment, it's making a tiny little Pikachu, a little Pokemon. And the filament, oh, it's just finished. The filament is a cornstarch based, so theoretically it's biodegradable, which is really cool as well. And yeah, and you've been waiting very patiently. Have you been waiting for a Pikachu? Would you like a Pikachu?
Yep.
There you go, cool.
And what's your name?
Caleb.
Hi, Caleb. You've got a very interesting and beautiful costume on. Tell me about this.
So it's National Clothes of South Korea.
Beautiful, lovely blue. You've got quite a long jacket with long sleeves and some beautiful stripes down near the elbow. Yeah. And are you performing today?
No.
No. Did you just decide to wear your traditional costume?
No. So basically my grandparents and my parents usually go to events. So they sell things there. And I came with them.
And what are they selling, your grandparents?
Dumplings and kebabs and bowls of rice and meat. Okay. Ours is crispy dumplings.
Ah, I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds fantastic. And what are you going to do with your Pikachu?
I don't know, maybe display it somewhere in my room.
Yeah. Okay, and what else are you into? You've got an encyclopedia there, I see. Yep. That looks interesting. Do you do Minecraft?
Yep.
What do you like about it?
Building.
And what sort of stuff have you built?
Lots of houses.
Nice. Okay. Have you seen a 3D printer before?
Yep.
Hmm. One this size or something different?
Bigger.
Yeah. Whereabouts?
On YouTube and in Christchurch Libraries.
Ah, Tauranga?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a cool place that, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Enjoy. Books, robots, games, colouring, 3D printing, virtual reality and story time. So much happening around this particular van. selwynlibraries.co.nz. I'm sitting in the big Lincoln Events Centre, and with me is Selwyn Mayor Sam Broughton. Hi, Sam.
Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, and I really loved how you introduced this whole event, and you played music and got your guitar out and sang beautiful songs, so that was really cool. Obviously, your heart is well into this kind of event. Tell me a little bit more about this day for you.
Well, I think people matter. So a day like today is about acknowledging that we're all different, and we've got a lot of history that comes from our parents and grandparents and countries of origin, and we tell ourselves stories as humans, and we carry those with us. And so being able to come today is actually about sharing those stories and not just holding them to ourselves or in our neighbourhood, but with the whole community. Selwyn's been a place that's grown significantly over the last 20 years, and a lot of that growth has brought an increasing multiculturalism to our district, which is so good. We have much richer discussions now than we used to have, and I think that opens up new doors and opportunities for people. Lincoln University was a really key part of the start and the growth of that, attracting people from all around the world to come to Selwyn. The earthquake rebuild was another opportunity where many people from around the world came to help out in our time of need. Dairy farming's been a big part of attracting people here, and then I guess we've got to a space now where there's a whole lot of energy that happens just because of the size that we're at, and so communities attract more people from similar cultures, and we've got a growing Indian community, so the Sri Lankan community performing earlier, German food was outside and it's delicious, and so there's all sorts here today. It's great.
It's wonderful. And what did you've got something in your hand there. What is it that you have decided to try?
Well, I actually went with the charcoaled pork belly earlier, and that was great. And I ate it from them last year, so that was about going back for more of the same. And then this is the bratwurst from the German butcher. Delicious again, in a brioche bun. Yeah.
I was talking to a young woman who was helping out at the Korean food truck, and she was telling me about how she's been helping her parents. Her mum does all the cooking for that particular food truck. Mm-hmm. And I ended up being given a beautiful sweet pancake.
Yum. Yeah. Sounds good.
Oh, that was it. And then I decided I was going to try and look for some prawns. So I found some prawns, mm-hmm. Which was fantastic. And I want to try Rita's Jewish cuisine as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're on the first tent that you see on the way in.
That's right. Yeah. And there's just so much on offer. I mean, it's only 11:30 and I've already had lunch, but I'm going to keep going.
And this is the first time we've pulled inside as well, so we're inside and outside, which is great. Variety of places for people that come to enjoy and be able to sit down in a different space, out of the sun if they need to be, or out in the weather if they'd like to be as well.
Yeah. Describe what you've got happening inside the Lincoln Event Centre here.
A blaze of colour. Flags, clothes, gold, glitter, sequins, flags, people, hats, glasses, shorts, shoes, and a whole lot of music and joy is what I can see here.
You'll hear, obviously, in the background, the action and the activities happening on the stage, which are really being enjoyed by the crowd, and people wandering around. I think it's great having an option to be indoors and to be outdoors. And there's also a big screen outside, so people eating outside can actually be in the fresh air but still see what's happening inside here and the activities and what's happening on the stage. That's really
good. And I think that's working really well. I was out there before walking around and I still felt connected to everything inside here.
Yeah. And behind us, Sam, all the faces of Selwyn. I mean, this is the most incredible initiative as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so we try and, it's been every couple of years, we've done the faces of Selwyn, and it's a way of trying to go a little bit deeper and the stories behind people who have recently moved to Selwyn. Sometimes it's been people who have been here for a long time, but just to tell their story, and people volunteer, get involved, and particularly the first year, I suppose, we shoulder-tapped a few people. But now it's got a bit of a following, and people actually want to contribute their story, which is really nice.
So it's how they came to be in Selwyn and what they do here, essentially, isn't it? That's the idea behind it.
Who are you? You know, and then just let the tape roll, and it's wonderful what people want to share about themselves and the different places we come from.
Yeah, and I think it's really key to see the different faces. I mean, there's not just young people, there's not just elders, there's a whole raft of different people from different stratas of the Selwyn community and different professions as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, an age range too. Some families, some individuals, different stories.
Mm. It's fantastic, and we've loved being involved in that initiative. It's been very cool. As far as your kind of cultural experience, have you travelled? Where have you been?
Where did I first travel to? When I finished school, I spent a year in the UK. I was volunteering at a boys' boarding school, and that sort of opened up the ability to go to Rome and Spain, and I got family in Sweden, so visited them. So saw a whole lot of things that I hadn't been exposed to before or had only read about or seen on TV. And Europe, just recognising that things are really close. You know, like we're a long way away from anything that's too different than ourselves. You go there and just down the road, language and food and culture changes. So that was really cool. I've taken a few trips to Fiji with I used to run a youth group. We took kids there, and when I was working for a school, we took kids there as well and built a water tank and painted a school while we were there. So that was, a different, again, very different. Staying on the grounds and just seeing, behind the scenes in Fiji. I went to Sri Lanka following the tsunami with Habitat for Humanity. We spent a couple of weeks there and rebuilt houses for people. And through there, and I spent time in Thailand, again, teaching English for a few weeks while I was there. So, yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I haven't gone everywhere. I've gone to a few places and have really enjoyed my time there. You learn so much. And for me, I really value what New Zealanders more from travelling, and just that sense of coming home and the familiarity, and flying over the Alps as you land back in Christchurch and driving towards the mountains again. I think there's something pretty special about Torres Range, and yeah, the rivers that we have here, our landscape, and I guess that's my own history that I get to reconnect with every time I fly back in.
And your wish for this district?
That we would have people who would be excited about our future, and leaders that would stand up for their family and for their community and for our district, that can be really passionate about things that they'll never see happen, but they're part of setting them up. Yeah, people with vision for the next 20 and 30 years, people who want to see their children and grandchildren succeed, and who can sort of put their ego to bed and get on with the things that are really good for other people. Have love at the heart of all things, and a sense of generosity and giving to one another would be what I'd love to see. Yeah.
Lovely to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the people involved in Selwyn Culture Fest 2023. We had a great time. See you next year. Love from
Kate,
Sinclair,
Charlie,
and Nikki. Porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Bambolero, bambolera. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolera. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te ha desamparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada. Lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. ¡Bambolero! Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolero. Porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así. Bambolero.